Well, hello there. Now, I'd just like to sort of bring something up that kind of interests me, and something that I've heard. Now, this is about filters. And I'm sorry if anybody's come here because they thought it was filters about cameras or something. It's not. It's about the filters they use on smartphones. You know, the ones that phones use all the time, which makes them all look like models. Well, better than models. Perfect, in fact. Then I heard a rumour that China was thinking of banning the filters on the phones because they thought about it and it's kind of like fraud. Because you're pretending you look like something and you don't. Then I'll show you an example here. I don't know if anybody's seen any of my videos or whatever and know what I look like, but this is what I look like with the filter on my phone. Well, not too bad, guys, eh? Fairly perfect. Of course, in real life, my hair is a bit more frizzy. Well, you know, I just don't have the time to spend on it. And of course, I imagine if I really look like that, I get more clicks. But it's actually a lie. Because here's what I look like without the filters. As you can see, I look slightly different. So could that be considered fraud? And if it is, then most femmes on the planet would be in jail, wouldn't they? Because they pile the makeup on and make a new face. They wear hairpieces, false eyelashes. They use lip fillers, breast implants, clothes that pull their skin in, if you know what I mean. Now, this is all deception, isn't it? And what are they trying to show everybody, and the males especially? It's showing that they've got good genetics. Oh, let's not forget the nose jobs as well. But actually, they haven't got great genetics. Have they? So it's a lie. So considering that, I don't think there's much hope of China banning the filters. Because deception is Femon's main game. But admittedly, it's getting far worse now. But some of the conversations must have gone like this.
Where did our daughter get that big nose from? You haven't got one. I haven't got one.
Then you find out your wife had a nose job before you met her. So when is it just deception and fraud? Let's say a man faked being rich all throughout the dating, engagement, and even the wedding. And then the femon found out he wasn't rich at all. We all know that that would go to court because it's a femon being deceived. And I always used this in my mind when I was a young man and I saw a girl that looked okay. I used to mentally fire a fire hose at her in my mind, to see what ended up as. You know, trying to wash all the crap off. And to be honest, some of them were even better. Especially when they were all kind of wet and everything. Anyway, guys, what do you think? Are femmes committing fraud every day? Or has it become just another thing for males to have to deal with? Damn, it's no wonder men are walking away. Before, you couldn't believe a word that came out of a femon's mouth. And now you can't even believe what your eyes see. Anyway, let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy.